This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Absolutely everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Well, hello and welcome to Absolutely Everybody. This is Jodie and it's all happening in the Joy Studios today. And I also have Andrea with me today. We're going to have a little chit-chat, Andrea. We also have on the show today Judith Van Unen and Carol Shaw, who are from an organisation called Gera International, and they're going to be talking about the forum that they've got coming up on Working Together for Equality. And the Working Together for Equality Beijing Plus 20 Review 2014 study is part of the ongoing monitoring and evaluation of the commitments made by the Australian government and civil society to the advancement of women through use of the agreed strategies. And today, to talk a little bit more about that, we have in the studio Judith Van Unen and Carol Shaw from Gera International. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much, Jodie.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about Gera International. What is the background of the organisation?
Gera is the acronym for Justice, Equality, Rights, Access International. We formed a few years ago around the previous Beijing Platform for Action Review, which was the Beijing Plus 15, and that was one of the first pieces of work we did nationally. So Gera works around social justice and human rights. We work as a conduit between the voice of the community and in a human rights framework, and we do that in working with decision makers to provide an opportunity to inform, access and train in expertise linkages. We have what we call a living network of gender expertise.
Right. What does that mean?
Well, it means we're not fixed with who we work with. We're able to bring in the best voices, the best experts in whatever area of the issues that we're working with.
So I guess what you're saying is that it's quite a general, it's quite a flexible approach to human rights. So
even
it's issue based.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Economic empowerment is one of the strengths of which we work.
And you're saying the Beijing 20 was the catalyst for this organisation?
Okay. Part of the work that we do is monitoring and evaluating the human rights instruments, so CEDAW, the Beijing Platform for Action, because that's really the underpinning and the core principle of discrimination, anti-discrimination within Australia for women. But also part of that is what's classed as other status. So that's where LGBTIQI communities fall in. So it's been now interpreted internationally as sexual orientation and gender identity. And that's really why we're very inclusive around not only the LGBTQI communities, but disability, elder women, young women, in bringing their voices into places where decision making is made in a way that is accessible to them.
Right. Okay. So it's quite a broad brief in terms of the types of people that you represent. What's the criteria for what you would take up?
The main areas we work in is economic empowerment for women. That's the basis of where we go, usually in post-conflict, post-disaster areas in Asia Pacific. But we also have done quite a bit of work around post-disaster here in Australia, particularly around the floods a couple of years ago, looking at through women engaging with community. Is a very strong area of which we've worked.
Great. You're on Joy 94.9. Absolutely, everybody. You're with Jodie today. And we've been speaking to Judith and Carol from Gera International. We've been speaking a little bit about the organisation. Can we just recap that, just because we've had a break for our listeners have just joined us, what you guys actually do?
We are a marvellous organisation,
yes,
of course. But we work generally with community, both here in Australia and also in the Asia Pacific region, looking at gender equality.
Great. And that's crosses over into LGBTIQ.
Absolutely.
It's quite a broad brief, I guess.
So Very inclusive.
Very inclusive, which is what we like to hear because we're a show about inclusion.
That's right.
So it's great. Fits beautifully. So let's get down to this consultation that you've been running over a period of time. There's been 1,879 women involved and 151 men who participated in a review process. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I'll tell you more about what's happening next week so that you get a context of where it's going and why we're going to be doing it. But we also engaged with quite a few organisations, which were another group of inclusive voices across Australia. So there were many thousands of voices that have been included in the consultation, which has come out as what we call the B+20 review, national review, from which a number of particular issues have come up. So next week is when we're going to be holding an event which is open to everybody. We want to hear the voices of everybody. We want everyone to know what's going on. It's an opportunity to come along and see what came out of that consultation. What are the major issues that are being confronted at the present moment? How do you get involved in taking those issues forward?
Right. There's quite a few issues, and, you know, obviously we're aware of many issues that occur overseas for women that are in the media, etc. But, you know, there are equally many issues that confront women in Australia.
And men.
And men, for sure. So some of those are poverty, education, training, women and health, violence against women, women in armed conflict, women in economy, women in power and decision making, so etc., etc. So yes. Can we just go back to the consultation? Because I'm a little bit curious about how this all rolled out and how you managed to do it. And yeah.
Okay, well, the elements that you just spoke about are actually the 12 critical areas that we looked at across this particular promise that the Australian government made back in 1995. So as you said, it's very broad. And in order to do that, we had to reach out to everybody. Absolutely, everybody. We were very inclusive. So there was an online survey that was sent out that people who'd participated in the survey before or had heard about it could actually do their own thing and come in. That's how the 1,872 women and 151 men came on board. We also then engaged with specific thematic and identity-based groups. So people who work around economic empowerment, we linked into transgender, transsexual groups, lesbian groups. We linked into youth groups. We linked into disability. We obviously can't do everything, and we're not the experts on that. So we actually worked with them. So as Judith was saying, the groups that we linked with, migrant, refugee, their voices are actually coming through this process as well. So while it sounds like, you know, nearly 2,000 people, it's actually a lot more than that when you add into the reports and submissions. So there were three ways to participate. You could do an online survey, you could send a report, or you could do what we called caravans. And actually 5 years ago, Joy did the first on-air caravans for the Beijing process. So you've had a long involvement in this particular gathering and mobilising of the different communities into bringing voice into discuss what's happening in contemporary days around their issues.
Yeah.
So very key. And I know later on you have someone talking about LD care services.
Yes, that's right.
And this was a key issue coming up, that there is a lack of these services available for specific groups. The lack of specialist support services, which we know have been cut in Australia quite badly. But also a growing feeling of social isolation, lack of access to decision making and growing inequality. And we found for the first time, we've done this review every 5 years for the last 15 years.
Okay.
So we found that a lot younger voices and a lot of older voices are now coming into this process, which we found quite surprising.
Yes.
Yeah. So with this information, you've gathered it up, and obviously it's going to be released at the event next Thursday, the 23rd of April. So how is it going to be presented? Is it a report or...?
Can I take you through the process? So we do this national review. The government is reporting back to the United Nations at what they call the Commission on the Status of Women, which meets every year in New York. And through that, every 5 years is what they call a review year. And that's when the governments come back and talk about the Beijing Platform for Action on a regular basis. So on that year is when, leading up to that, nationally we look at a review as well to do a comparative. What in some places call a shadow report, but it's the community looking and saying, well, really, you're good at this, but maybe you should be looking at this. So it's a critical look at where we are in that 5 years on those 12 critical areas. But what we're doing now is to come back with that report, which will be launched next week by the minister, and that's when we'll have a discussion about what are those issues and how are we going to strategize and make sure that we take those action, we do collective action rather than all the community and community organizations racing towards the same sort of outcomes they're seeking and a lot of resources rushing past them in between the gaps. How do we come back together and actually strategize more collectively and have a collective action going forward, particularly given next year is a election year? Mm. How do we use that opportunity to make sure we don't wait for another 5 years to have the same issues come up?
Just in to finish up, I just want to find out a couple of key outcomes that you might be able to share with us, some of the areas that are, you know, have jumped out that need addressing or that are of concern.
One of the issues that were right at the top of the tree last time round has come up again, which is affordable and available housing. That is a constant.
That is
in our
a big
lives.
One. Yeah.
And the care economy is another one that keeps coming along.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many issues.
Yes.
There are so many issues.
Exactly.
And as I said, Thursday next week is a great time for everyone to get together, work in unison around a particular issue and how we're going to strategize to
Fantastic.
Make sure we close that gap.
So tell us a little bit more about the conference and where can people get information.
B+20@gerrainternational.org.
Yep.
And of course on our website, gerrainternational.org.
Yep.
And the date is next Thursday, 23rd of April, at the NAB.
Yes.
In 700 Bourke Street. Goes from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and through that time there will be the launch of the report by the Minister. There will be an opportunity then to ask the Minister questions about where they are internationally, coming back from the Commission on the Status of Women, and then we'll go through some of those other areas that we're going to work through on the day.
Well, look, Judith and Carol, thank you so much for coming in today. And I know it doesn't do it justice in 10 minutes to talk about some really critical issues that we're facing in the world. Mm. But, you know, we've touched on that. And hopefully if anyone's listening and they want to go along, it's a really worthwhile forum to key into, to look into, and even any organisations, actually, that might be interested too.
We will be looking at carrying this forward into the next process.
Can I just have a quick plug to say thank you to the NAB, to the IPA and to ActionAid.
Yeah.
To say thank you for the support they've given and all the organisations who came together.
Well, it's a fantastic organisation and a fantastic cause. So get online and check it out, and we'll definitely love to have you guys back.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.